Time now for the 1215 News, brought to you by Boyd Furniture and Mattress Center in downtown Wayne City, where you get everyday low prices on Serta, Ashley, Catnapper, and Benchcraft Furniture. Today's WFIW WOKZ local area weather forecast is calling for rain with a high near 48. I'm Jeremy Smith reporting the news. Our lead story. The Clay County Health Department has received notification of potential COVID exposure for individuals working at First Christian Church or being served a Christmas Eve meal from the First Christian Church in Flora on December 24th. Due to the large number of individuals that may possibly have been exposed, Clay County Hospital Medical Clinic and the Clay County Health Department are establishing additional testing hours to accommodate those seeking tests. Persons exposed to COVID-19 may experience symptoms 2 to 14 days after exposure and may be infectious 48 hours prior to symptom onset. If you are experiencing any of the symptoms, even mild symptoms, it's recommended that you seek a COVID test. If you are potentially exposed and are not experiencing symptoms, please practice extra caution by wearing your mask and avoiding social gatherings outside of your immediate household. COVID-19 symptoms could include fever or chills, cough, shortness of breath or difficulty breathing, fatigue, muscle or body aches, headache, new loss of taste or smell, a sore throat, congested or runny nose, nausea, vomiting, or diarrhea. The expanded testing hours this weekend are as follows. On January 1st, from 9 a.m. until noon at Beyond the Bell, this will be a drive-through test with no appointment necessary. On January 2nd, from 8 until noon, at CCH Medical Clinic, call 662-2131 for an appointment. And at 9 a.m. until noon, at Beyond the Bell. Again, this is a drive-through facility with no appointment necessary. And finally, on January 3rd, testing will take place from 9 a.m. until noon at Beyond the Bell. Again, a drive-through test with no appointment necessary. More news right after the break.
You decided to upgrade your outdoor deck. So you ordered the essentials, a power washer, a set of patio chairs, and a shiny new grill. And you use your Bank of America Cash Rewards credit card, choosing to earn 3% cash back on online shopping and up to 5.25% as a Preferred Rewards member, which you put towards your most essential deck addition, a bird feeder. Apply for yours at bankofamerica.com/more rewarding. Copyright 2020 Bank of America Corporation.
It can be normal to have trouble falling or staying asleep, but chronic sleeplessness can be a serious health issue. If you are experiencing sleep disorders such as sleep apnea, insomnia, restless leg syndrome, or you simply need a CPAP follow-up appointment, our sleep clinic specialists are now seeing patients in Fairfield. Physician assistant Alicia Kinsolving will be working with Dr. S.B. Johnny to help you find the way back to better sleep. Wabash General Hospital Sleep Clinic, 209 Northwest 11th Street in Fairfield. Call 618-842-4288 to schedule an appointment.
Right now, Allstate has almost as many ways to save as there are types of music. Save for being a new customer. Save more for adding DriveWise. And save even more for driving safely. Visit Allstate.com or contact your local agent to get a quote. Find out how much you can save today. Allstate, now that should be music to your ears.
Not available in every state. New customer savings based on early signing discount. DriveWise is an optional feature. Savings vary based on how you buy. Subject to terms and conditions. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
And now, more news. Fairfield Memorial Hospital will be taking their digital mammography truck to Horizon Healthcare Grayville Clinic, located at 319 West Commerce Street in Grayville, for a mobile mammography event on Saturday, January 30th, with appointments starting at 8 a.m. No physician order is needed for those who are over the age of 40, and it must have been at least 1 year since your last mammogram. Patients are asked to bring their insurance card, photo ID, and doctor's contact information. This event is for annual screening mammograms only, and individuals can call the FMH Diagnostic Imaging Department at 847-8249 to secure an appointment with one of FMH's skilled technologists. Due to the New Year's holiday, we did not receive any updated COVID numbers from Wayne County today. The Illinois Department of Public Health yesterday announced 7,374 new cases of the virus in Illinois, with an additional 178 deaths.
Currently, the state of Illinois is reporting a total of 963,389 cases of the virus statewide, with 16,490 confirmed deaths and 1,488 probable deaths. To date, the state is reporting a total of 13,277,443 tests have been performed, and the state's current recovery rate stands at 98%. In hospital availability, Illinois is reporting a total of 737 out of 3,285 ICU beds available statewide, with 4,102 of the state's 5,701 ventilators available as well. According to recent numbers on the IDPH website, Wayne County has had a total of 1,336 positive cases with 40 deaths. Edwards County reports 397 positive cases with 5 deaths. Wabash shows a total of 1,048 cases reported with 11 deaths. White County, 1,122 cases with 20 deaths. Hamilton, with 601 cases and 10 deaths. And the highest number in our regions are reported from Jefferson and Franklin counties, which currently show 2,926 cases and 81 deaths, and 3,362 cases with 48 deaths, respectively. As a precaution, if an individual has been tested for COVID-19, it's advised they self-quarantine until their test results have been received. If the test result is positive, that person will then be contacted by the health department. The number of cases can be reduced by adhering to the Restore Illinois recommendations, including wearing a mask, washing hands frequently, disinfecting commonly touched surfaces, covering your cough and sneezes, and maintaining social distancing of at least 6 feet from others. The Illinois Department of Public Health has established a 24-hour COVID-19 hotline at 1-800-889-3931. Almost 144,000 people in Illinois have gotten at least one dose of the coronavirus vaccine. The Illinois Department of Public Health made that announcement yesterday, and the state says more people will be vaccinated in the coming days. Illinois remains at the top of the most populous states when it comes to vaccinations per capita. And you're finally going to be able to get your driver's license or license plate stickers in person in Illinois. Secretary of State Jesse White yesterday said he will reopen his offices across the state on Tuesday. Secretary of State offices in Illinois have been closed since the spring because of the coronavirus. White says almost everyone has until June to get a new driver's license, so there's no need to rush to an office on the first day it reopens. The Illinois Department of Employment Security announced this past week that it remains committed to implementing new announced federal unemployment benefits and relief measures as quickly and effectively as possible. President Trump signed the Omnibus Spending Bill, H.R. 133, on Sunday, December 27th. IDES and state unemployment agencies nationwide await further U.S. Department of Labor guidance to begin supporting claimants. Claimants are encouraged to check the IDES website and social media platforms for additional updates. The department will share additional information as soon as it becomes available. Included in the bill were critical extensions to the Pandemic Unemployment Assistance, Pandemic Emergency Unemployment Compensation, and Extended Benefits Programs, which technically expired on December 26th. The IDES and all other state unemployment agencies await guidance on how to move forward with continuing to accept and pay benefits under these programs. In addition to the guidance surrounding existing federal unemployment programs, this new legislation includes an option for state to implement the Mixed Earner Unemployment Compensation Program. Illinois and IDES plan to adopt the MEUC program, which addresses mixed-income earners who have self-employment income but are disqualified from receiving PUA because they are eligible to receive regular unemployment benefits. MEUC will mark the sixth federal unemployment program IDES has stood up this year. From the onset of the COVID-19 pandemic, IDES has stood up 5 brand new federal programs in record time, alongside numerous changes to existing programs to help claimants access benefits. Since March, IDES has paid out more than $19 billion in benefits. And as another COVID relief bill has made its way out of Washington, D.C., it's clear that significant relief isn't coming for state and local governments dealing with the revenue shortfalls. Governor J.B. Pritzker says he understands why U.S. Senator Dick Durbin says states should be prepared to go it alone for now when it comes to trying to budget through a tough time. But the governor adds that he's talked to President-elect Joe Biden and feels good that support will eventually come. The governor says, "I've had conversations with President-elect Biden, as have other governors, where President-elect Biden has committed that state and local funding is extraordinarily important to him, and he'll be working hard to get that done once he takes office." Illinois is currently projecting a $3.9 billion budget deficit for the fiscal year ending on June 30th, due to declining revenue from COVID-19. And the river stages, as of this morning from around the area, the Little Wabash east of Fairfield stands at 15.78 feet below the 17-foot flood stage. Meanwhile, the Skillet Fork at Wayne City has a reading of 7.01 feet. Its flood stage is 15 foot. The Little Wabash below Clay City is at 9.29 feet. Its flood stage is 18 foot. And elsewhere in the region, Bonpaw Creek at Browns reads 9.47 feet. The Little Wabash at Main Street in Carmi reads 16.13 feet. And the Wabash River at Mount Carmel currently reads 5.62 feet. Today's crude oil price is $41.52, up 12 cents from yesterday. The February crude oil price is $48.42, up 9 cents since yesterday morning. More news coming up right after this break.
Fairfield Memorial Hospital's Horizon Healthcare offers primary care services to Fairfield, Cisney, Carmi, and Grayville. With four convenient locations, Horizon Healthcare ensures that patients will have access to quality healthcare delivered by compassionate providers at a thriving hospital they already know and trust. At Horizon, the physicians are board certified in family medicine and can provide care for infants through geriatrics. Services that will be provided at your local Horizon Healthcare include acute, chronic, and preventative office visits, along with women's health exams, DOT testing, school and sports physicals, and more. Walk-ins are welcome at all locations, or you can make an appointment with one of their caring providers at one of their four convenient locations. Horizon Healthcare, caring through a lifetime.
And now, the rest of the news. It was a year like no other, and one most Americans would just as soon forget about. But 2020 is sure to last in the history books as one of the most tumultuous in modern history. It was a year when face masks and hand sanitizer became ubiquitous items of everyday life, and when major sporting events that many Americans used to mark the passage of time were canceled or delayed. For Illinois, the year seemed to begin on a hopeful note, as the state was running a budget surplus for the first time in many years. By February, unemployment had fallen to an all-time low. But things were about to change amid a backdrop of pandemic and government corruption scandals that rocked the foundation of power of the nation's longest-serving state legislative leader. On January 24th, a Chicago woman, who had just returned home from Wuhan, China, where the COVID-19 pandemic originated, tested positive for the disease. A few days later, her husband tested positive as well, marking the first known instance of person-to-person spread in the U.S. On March 9th, Governor J.B. Pritzker declared a statewide disaster and quickly began invoking his emergency powers with a series of executive orders, including closure of K-12 schools to in-person learning and a statewide stay-at-home order that brought much of the state's economy to a grinding halt. Then after more than three decades as one of the most powerful men in the state, Illinois House Speaker Michael Madigan faced an uncertain political future. His future as the Speaker and Democratic Party of Illinois chairman was first put into doubt on July 17th when officials at utility giant Commonwealth Edison admitted in court to a years-long bribery scheme in which they sought to buy favor with Madigan. Madigan himself has not been charged criminally and has denied any wrongdoing. And while there is some uncertainty about whether Madigan will serve as Speaker this year, a leadership change would make House Republican leader Jim Durkin the General Assembly's most tenured leader. Durkin has been the House minority since 2013. Despite the pandemic, Illinois voters looked ahead by going to the polls in record numbers in 2020. Nearly 6.1 million ballots were cast in the November election, the largest number recorded in Illinois state history. Democrats lost one seat in the state House to hold a 73-45 supermajority, but gained a seat in the state Senate to hold a 41-18 supermajority. Republicans scored some big wins by defeating Governor J.B. Pritzker's proposed constitutional amendment to allow a graduated income tax and by ousting Supreme Court Justice Thomas Kilbride, setting up a GOP effort to take a one-seat majority on the state's highest court in 2022. Legislatively, in 2021, Pritzker and the General Assembly are facing a $3.9 billion revenue shortfall, due largely to the financial impact of COVID-19. Pritzker has proposed $700 million in spending cuts as a first step to address the budget holes. His administration has also announced plans to borrow $2 billion through a federal program to cover revenue losses and unforeseen COVID-19 expenses for the current fiscal year. In 2019, the Cannabis Regulation and Tax Act legalized the sale and use of recreational marijuana within the state, and in legalization's first year, sales were expected to reach $1 billion, yielding more than $100 million in state and local tax revenue. At the start of 2020, the state had only issued 30 licenses for recreational dispensaries to firms that were already licensed as medical dispensaries. Despite the promise that 75 new licenses would be awarded to social equity applicants in an effort to diversify the industry, the pandemic and a number of lawsuits delayed that process. While no additional licenses were awarded in 2020, the state won a lawsuit in November that could allow the program to move forward in 2021. And as we start 2021 today, three laws take effect. Senate Bill 667 will amend the Illinois Insurance Code to cap out-of-pocket insulin costs at $100 per month for all patients using a state-regulated insurance plan, regardless of the amount of insulin or type of covered prescription insulin drug used to fill the insured patient's prescription. House Bill 2708 amends the Missing Persons Identification Act to allow law enforcement agencies to obtain a DNA sample of a missing person or a DNA reference sample from family members once a missing person has been reported. The law also provides that law enforcement cannot retain the DNA samples from family members or the missing person after that person has been located. And also going into effect today is House Bill 2818, which amends the Address Confidentiality for Victims of Domestic Violence Act by including survivors of sexual assault and stalking in the Illinois Address Confidentiality Program, which offers survivors protection from their abusers by allowing them to acquire and use a substitute address instead of their real address. And in addition to the three new laws taking effect today, a previous law continues to ramp up the minimum wage in Illinois. Today, minimum wage will raise to $11 per hour. That rate will continue to increase an additional $1 an hour each January 1st until minimum wage reaches $15 an hour in 2025. Workers who are under 18 years old and work fewer than 650 hours a year will only earn a minimum wage of $8.50 per hour beginning today, and the youth minimum wage rate will gradually rise to $13 an hour by 2025. That's a look at news. Happy New Year, and thanks for listening. From WFIW WOKZ, I'm Jeremy Smith, reporting the news.